I am a Westmead bachelor, me age is 63. I don't intend to marry or raise a family. I'm happy and contented to lead a single life, and that's the reason why I don't intend to take a wife. For the wretched of honor, fingernails and varnish on her toes, gravel on her outer soul, white wash on her nose. She can get a fancy barber to shave her neck or head. Well, that's why I'm a bachelor and I don't intend to wed. I'm living with me brother and his little cat and dog. I'm earning 7 and 6 a week for working on the bog. Why should I change this life of ease for one of trouble and strife? And that's the reason why I don't intend to take a wife. With a wretch to find her fingernails and varnish on her toes, gravel on her outer soul, white wash on her nose. She can get a fancy barber to shave her neck or head. That's why I'm a bachelor and I don't intend to wed. Last Thursday after market in the town of Mullingar, Joe Dolan introduced me to a famous movie star. She'd been married several times before to men of different creeds, and she thought she had a sucker in the bachelor from Westmead. When the red stuff on her fingernails and varnish on her toes, gravel on her outer soap, like the shark knows, she can get a fancy barber to shave her neck or head. Well, that's why I'm a bachelor and I don't intend to wed. Well, that's why I'm a bachelor and I don't intend to wed.
The distinctive sound, if not only for the accordion playing there, of Dermot O'Brien telling us the story of the Westmeath Bachelor. Westmeath is a county in the Midlands of Ireland. The Westmeath Bachelor, which was a huge hit for Joe Dolan, who is a great icon in the, well, I'm not so sure whether it's the rock and roll world. We'll talk about Joe Dolan on a forthcoming programme because I've got an idea about that lined up. Now, we're still with a bit of a smile on our face here because here's Val Doonigan. Now, Val Doonigan, a very talented musician. He started life serving his musical apprenticeship by working with the travelling shows that travelled around Ireland all those years ago. And then he packed his guitar and headed off for the big smoke, that being London, of course. And he got himself a job playing and singing in one of the Irish clubs over there. And then he got himself a programme on BBC Radio. And it really snowballed from there, because from radio he got onto television. And he was, well, about the 1980s, he was Mr. Television in the UK. Here he's telling us all about Delaney Had a Donkey.
Now Delaney had a donkey that everyone admired, temporarily lazy and permanently tired, a leg at every corner, balance in his head, and a tail to let you know which end he wanted to be fed. Riley slyly said, "We've underrated it, why not train it?" Then they took a rag, they rubbed it, scrubbed it, they oiled and imbricated it, got it at the post, and when they started, dropped the flag. There was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, oh, Logan, Logan, and everyone in town lined up attacking it and shoving it and smacking it. They might as well try to push the town hall down. The donkey was eyeing them, openly defying them, winking, blinking and twisting out of place. Riley reversing it, everybody cursing it, the day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race. The muscles of the mighty never known to flinch, they couldn't move the donkey a quarter of an inch. Delaney lay exhausted, hanging round his throat, with a grip just like a Scotsman on a £5 note. Starter Carter, he lined it with the rest of them. When it saw them, it was willing then. It raced up, braced up, ready for the best of them. They started off to cheer it, but it changed its mind again. And there was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and Mary Ann McGrath. She started poking it and grabbing it and choking it. It kicked her in the bustle and it laughed.
the Whigs and Conservatives, the radical superlatives, Liberals and Tories, they hurried to the place. Stood there in unity, helping the community. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race, the crowd began to cheer it, and Rafferty, the judge, he came up to assist him, but still it wouldn't budge. And the jockey who was riding it, little John McGee, was so thoroughly disgusted that he went and had his tea. Hagen, Fagin were students of psychology, swore they'd shift him with some dynamite. They bought it, brought it, and without apology, the donkey gave a sneeze and blew the whole lot out of sight. And there was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and all the bally crew. Police and auxiliary, the garrison artillery, the second in the skillings and the lifeguards too. They seized it and harried it, they picked it up and carried it, cheered it, steered it to the winning place. Then the bookmakers drew aside, and they all committed suicide. The day Delaney's donkey won the half-mile race.
The very talented Val Doonigan there, telling us the funny story of Delaney's donkey. But when I tell you that when Val left Ireland, he went over, as I told you, to work in London. He started doing Jim Reeves songs, and he did them very well. So maybe on a future programme, I'll give you Val Doonigan's version of some of the Jim Reeves tracks. Now, this next song is definitely not an Irish song. In fact, it hails from Liverpool in the UK, and it tells the story of the man who operated a puppet system where he used to get the dancing dolls. He had three of them, used to get them to dance, and he was very poor. And during the week, all he had was buttermilk to drink. But, well, on Sunday, he had whiskey. So here, Patsy Whatcorn.
Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. He sits on the corner of Beggar's Bush, astride of an old packing case, and the dolls on the end of the plank were dancing as he crooned with a smile on his face. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. His tired old hands pull a wooden beam, and the puppets, they danced up and down. A far better show than you ever did see in the fanciest theatre in town. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. But in 1902, old Sep Davy time, his song it was heard no more. The three dancing dolls in the dustbin were thrown, and the plank went to mend the back door. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey all a Sunday. But on some stormy night, if you're passing that way, with the wind blowing up from the sea, you can still hear the sound of old Sep Davy as he croons to his dancing doll's tree. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week.
On a recent program, I think it was even last week, or maybe the week before, I played Nicky Keeley's version of this next track. This is a song called Raglan Road, which is a road in Dublin. It was written by the poet Patrick Kavanagh, and he fell in love with a girl that he saw on Raglan Road in Dublin. And this is the Tara Folk version of the song.
On Raglan Road, of an autumn day, I saw her first anew. That her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger ran my past, a lonely enchanted way. I said, be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Raglan Street in November, we trip lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine, where can be seen the word of passion's pledge. The queen of hearts still making tarts, and I not making hay. Oh, I love by such, this happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the sea sign, known to gods of sound and stone, and word and tint I did not stint. I gave her poems to say, with her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where all ghosts meet, I see her walk now. Away from me so hurriedly, my reason must allow that I had loved not as I should a creature made of clay. When the angel moves the clay,
here we have Foster and Allen singing a song that is not an Irish song. I think it's an old Victorian song. Well, it's a sad little song entitled The Ring Your Mother Wore. ¶¶
An old man was bidding his daughter farewell. His roof she was leaving that day. "You're going to be married," he said with a sigh. "From the old home you're going away. I can't give you riches, it's true, but here is a gift I have treasured for you. It's the ring your mother wore on the day she took my name. Just a plain gold band I placed on her hand when my partner in life she became. It's a simple gift, I know, but my fondest wish would be, may it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me." He said you must both pull together through life and treat all your cares with a smile. Be loving and willing and be a good wife. She was loving and true all the time. And darling, wherever you go, this keepsake will bring you good fortune, I know. It's the ring your mother wore on the day she took my name. Just a plain gold band I placed on her hand when my partner in life she became. It's a simple gift, I know, but my fondest wish would be, may it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me. May it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me.
I never tire of listening to Foster and Allen, and we'll be getting some new material from them in the very near future, so I've been promised. Now, you're all familiar with the Beatles song, When I'm 64. You know the one, when I get old, I'll lose my hair. Well, no, you're not getting that, but you're getting Declan Nerney, and he's singing about Now I'm 64.
I pondered on those days gone by as I sat beside the mill and gazed upon the setting sun as it sank beneath the hill. I gazed at it once more, my friends, but that very sun I seen, it's just the same now as it was when we were sweet 16. Oh, how I long for those bright years to come again once more. But come again they never will, for now I'm 64. The little fish swim in the brook and wander down below. They swim and always will, as did long, long ago. The little meadow by the brook is just as fresh and green. It's just as fresh now as it was when we were sweet 16. Oh, how I long for those bright years to come again once more. But come again they never will, for now I'm 64. gone, on earth we'll meet no more. But we will meet in heaven above, on that eternal shore. And when we meet, we'll part no more, we both will reign supreme. No more we'll think of days gone by, when we were sweet 16. Oh, how I long for those bright years to come again once more. But come again they never will, for now I'm 64. But come again they never will, for now I'm 64.
Some reminiscing there from Declan Nerney, Now I'm 64. Before I play this next track, it needs a little bit of explanation. First of all, the singer, Patricia Cahill, always been a favourite singer of mine, although I've never had much of her material. In the, late 50s, early 60s, Patricia appeared regularly on, first of all, on the Gaiety Theatre as part of the Maureen Potter show, Maureen Potter being a well-known Irish comedian for many years. Also, she appeared regularly on the newly arrived RTE, the television, because I think Ireland didn't get television until about 1961, and that's a guess. If anyone wants to email me and correct me, but it was around that time, and Patricia appeared. She has a lovely voice. Her singing teacher was a very good friend of mine, who incidentally was also blind, Dal McNulty. I've never had a lot of Patricia's material, but of late I've been able to lay my hands and my ears on some wonderful tracks by her. She now lives in Spain, retired from singing for many years. And here she's singing a wonderful song that I don't know I've ever played on Sounds Irish before. It's called She Moved Through the Fair. It's haunting and it has its own background. It's one of these songs that quite often, more times than not actually, it's sung unaccompanied. Here's Patricia Cahill and the haunting She Moved Through the Fair.
My young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. And she stepped away from me, and this she did say, it will not be long till our wedding day. She stepped away from me, and she moved through the fair. One step she came softly in. So softly she came that her feet made no din, and she
wonderful atmospheric recording there of Patricia Cahill and She Moved Through the Fair. Now, it seems that Donegan came home from America and his daughter came home with him. Now, the lads down in Ballyporeen hadn't seen the likes of this girl before. She was gorgeous, you see. And when the lads, they were all killing each other to get a date with her. So this guy, they went to a dance, and on the way home, he tried to steal a kiss, and they fell into the stream. Well, of course, you know the story. She was all made up to the nines, as my mother would say. And when she came out of the stream, all her makeup was off. And, well, she looked like something that the dog dragged in. Here's Brendan O'Dowda and Donegan's daughter.
When Donegan came from the States, himself and his daughter were seen parading the principal streets of beautiful Ballyporeen. Her cheeks were as red as a rose, her hair was a beautiful brown, and the boys, I suppose, were as thick now as crows, all tied to the tail of her gown. There were short men and long men and weak men and strong men and right men and wrong men were all to be seen. But Donegan's daughter from over the water, she gave them no quarter in Ballyporeen. She sang the most beautiful songs of the words we had never a hint, for her fingers went hammer and tongs at a running accompaniment. Like a dog running after a rat, such scrimmaging never was heard. Then down went her claws like a murdering cat when he leaps on the back of a bird. For at every party she sang them all 40, from Achillamorty to wearing the green. A Donegan's daughter from over the water, her was little they taught her in Ballyporeen. The Geraghtys gave a big dance, the girls were all ribbons and tapes, but Miss Donegan gave them no chance with her perfectly wonderful shapes. And when she was taking the floor with a high-stepping bachelor boy, the rest of us scowled in the doorway and growled that was him we would surely destroy. There was kissing and squeezing and coaxing and teasing, and sure 'tis no reason such things should be seen. But Donegan's daughter from over the water, was she made the slaughter in Ballyporeen. Coming home we were crossing a stream, I thought to beleaguer the bell, a struggle, a kiss and a scream. Then into the river we fell. To me who could swim like a trout, shut was only a trifling reverse. But when she came out, faith there wasn't much doubt. She was changed very much for the worse. For her roses had wilted, her wig it was tilted, the figure she'd built it was washed away clean. A Dunnigan's daughter from under the water, two pins with a butter in Ballyporeen. There were short men and long men and weak men and strong men and right men and wrong men were all to be seen. But Dunnigan's daughter from over the water, she gave them no quarter in Ballyporeen.
Brendan O'Dowda telling us the sad but funny story of Donegan's Daughter. Another one of those Percy French songs. An amazing songwriter Percy French was. Now, here we have John Kelly. I'm a big fan of John Kelly ever since I got a couple of his albums recently. I'm sure he's echoing the sentiments of all our listeners who've emigrated from Ireland and are living abroad.
Surrounded by water and legends and lore, torn by its battles for love, life and war. Steeped in tradition, no country can claim. God bless you, Ireland, our life and our name. Sure, Ireland has been here since time, oh so long. Its rivers, its mountains, its stories and song. We've had our trouble, the world's had its too. God bless you, Ireland, the Irish love you. This land with its saints and its scholars and fame, with its proud sons of Erin, they brought us no shame. Plagued by the famine, depression severe. God bless you, Ireland, we love you so dear. Sure, Ireland has been here since time, oh so long. Its rivers, its mountains, its stories and song. We've had our trouble, the world's had its too. God bless you, Ireland, the Irish love you. God bless you, Ireland,
the Irish love you. A gentle song there from John Kelly. Hasn't he got a great voice? And I love the arrangement on that was God Bless You, Ireland. Now we come to one of my favourite groups, Cherish the Ladies. It's Joni Madden and her friends. They're singing for us a song. It's not so much an Irish song. In fact, I think it was written about Salford in the northwest of England. But it could apply to Dublin or Cork or New York, LA, Sydney, Boston, anywhere. It's Dirty Old Town.
Dirty old town. my love by the gasworks wall. Dream to dream by the old canal. I kissed a boy by the factory wall. Pretty old town, pretty old town. Clouds are drifting. There be spring's a girl in the street at night. Pretty old town, pretty old town. My love by the gasworks wall.